I like the camaraderie of it all. I get to, you know, see a lot of you people that I know that I haven't had a chance to see for a while. Also get to fraternize with the coaches from around the league, and it's your first opportunity to see what kind of players we have in this draft. So I'm going to be a part of the interview process at night into the late evening, and I might be out after curfew a few times this week. I got a free pass from my wife, so look forward to seeing you guys.
This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Welcome back to the official Raiders podcast. I'm your host, per usual, Eddie Pascal. And that was head coach John Gruden kicking off the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine here in Indianapolis. So Coach Gruden talked at the podium today. He talked twice. He talked once at the podium for 20 minutes, then he talked on the side of the locals for another 15. And one thing that really stood out to me was his endorsement of Marshawn Lynch. So we're going to bring in Raiders.com's very own Kyle Martin. So Kyle, when you heard him talk about Marshawn in particular, what really stood out to you?
I mean, just the fact that, you know, he continues to be supportive of the fact that he wants Marshawn in the system. He wants him to be a big part of it. He knows Marshawn brings a certain element to the table. Not a lot of other people would bring that to the table. Marshawn's that physical back. He could be a feature back. Who knows if he could still put up those Pro Bowl type numbers that he used to, but he wants to have Marshawn back there.
Well, I think that one thing, you look at his year last year, right? And that over that second half of the season, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a player on the Raiders on the offensive side of the ball anyways who had a better second half than Marshawn. I mean, I think it was a little too late to get him a serious Pro Bowl consideration, but you look at what he did over that final 6 weeks especially. I mean, this dude did not look his age, and he still very much looked like the beast. And Gruden said so. He said as much today. He said, when I covered that Christmas night game, he goes, he looked like the beast. He looked like that guy who was hard to take down, who wasn't going down at first contact, who refused to give up. He had that strength, that will. And I think that in a perfect world, that's what they get from Marshawn in 2018.
Absolutely. You know, I think an undervalued part of Marshawn, too, is the fact that he can be a mentor to guys like DeAndre, Jalen, even Elijah Hood, who's on the practice squad. He's got the experience under his belt, and he can serve as a beacon for those guys, too.
You know, I think the other thing that was really interesting to me hearing Coach talk was kind of his endorsement as well of Amari Cooper. And last year, Coop, obviously not the year he wanted to have. Offensively across the board, their numbers are down. That's not anything that no one knows at this point. But Coop is too talented. He is too good of a wide receiver to have the kind of year that he did last year. And I think it was really cool that Gruden said, look, this guy is going to be the focal point on our offensive passing attack. Now, he was quick to say, hey, this guy's not the focal point in the offense. It's going to be Derek Carr. It's always going to be Derek Carr. But he said, this guy is going to be our number one guy out wide. And I think that going forward, you look at Coop now going into his fourth year, I mean, that's a pretty powerful endorsement. It's something that I think holds a lot of weight, especially when Gruden said it.
I agree. You know, to reference the Pro Bowl, too, while we were out there, Antonio Brown gave him some high praise, too. Amari Cooper telling him that he needs to get off the line maybe a little bit quicker, but he's got the potential to be one of the best receivers in the NFL. And to hear it from your head coach and hear it from another elite wide receiver like Antonio Brown, obviously not here at the Combine, but either way, to get those endorsements and that encouragement, that's going to go a long way.
You know, I think that a lot of times people forget. I mean, 6-10 last year, obviously not where this team wanted to be, where they expected to be. I mean, going into last year, I mean, we kind of had playoff, Super Bowl run kind of at the back of your head, but obviously that didn't come to fruition. But I think it's very easy in the NFL, especially you only play 16 games, to overreact, to kind of freak out at 6-10. And, you know, ultimately it did end up costing Jack Del Rio his job. But you look at this team and the cupboard isn't bare. Granted, Derek didn't have a great year last year. Coop didn't have a great year. Marshawn was really good that second half of the season, kind of, you know, wishy-washy that first half. But the cupboard isn't bare here. There's a lot of talented playmakers on this team. And I think that with Gruden in the mix now, with Gruden giving these guys a chance to kind of do what they do best, and kind of putting his spin on this, especially with a guy like Greg Olsen coming back. I mean, this offense still is going to be really, really effective.
Definitely. You know, to your point, you're talking about how this offense has a lot of talented playmakers. And, you know, we spoke with Reggie McKenzie earlier today, and he was, you know, to his point, he wants to go into the depth a little bit more. Obviously, there's some needs that the team needs to fill out. But in terms of depth, he wants to retain some guys. He wants to go out and get some new guys and obviously draft some new guys.
You know, speaking of Reggie, you know, Reggie also talked today, and we don't hear from Reggie a lot, so it was good to hear from Reggie in a small setting. He didn't go to the podium, he talked to a small group of local media guys that made the trip out here from Oakland or Las Vegas. And, you know, one thing that stood out to me is that Reggie was kind of joking. He goes, you guys are so quick to disregard all these free agents that I have, guys that, guys that are still under contract, you want to get rid of them. Like, what do you, you know, what do you expect me to do? And I think you look at guys like Bruce Irvin, Michael Crabtree, you know, guys that admit are veteran guys, that guys are not, you know, young and green in this game anymore. But I think you need those guys. You need those glue guys. And we know for a fact, Gruden said it time and time again, he loves to have those veteran presences on his team, on his roster. So if ultimately Michael Crabtree does come back, if Bruce Irvin does come back, you know, a guy like Navarro Bowman, who Reggie said that they do want to re-sign, a guy that they really want back in their system, what does that kind of give to a group, a younger kind of nucleus that the Raiders are building on that side of the ball, especially defensively?
Well, I mean, you know, no matter what sport it is, you can't win with too much youth on your team. You know, you need those veteran guys, to your point. But, you know, when you've got, if you were to bring back Bruce, and you've already got Khalil, who's a veteran on the squad too, I mean, that's going to light the way for those young guys. And Gruden talked about how he wants those young guys to step up earlier today. He wants them, you know, emerge from recent drafts. He wants to see some more players from the past couple of years step up into the light and come to play, put their product on the table.
You know, I thought it was a good thing, too, is that Coach was saying, it kind of goes back to what we're talking about, the cupboards not being bare. He goes, look, we have holes on this roster. There are holes on this roster. There are things that we need to be better at to be a winning team in 2018 and beyond. He goes, but that starts from the guys that are already on the roster. Mm-hmm. You know, outside excluding Amari Cooper, who he's very quick to say, you know, hey, can't ask for much more than Coop, from much more out of Coop than you have. But excluding Amari Cooper, you haven't gotten all that much production, you know, I guess at a starting caliber from that draft class. And you look at guys like Gerrion Conley and Obi Melifonwu, Jahad Woods, Shalik Calhoun. I mean, these are talented guys. These are, you know, day one, day two draft prospects who just for whatever reason haven't been able to put it all together quite yet. But I think it goes back to the point of Coach being willing to kind of invest in these guys, willing to give them another shot, a fresh chance here in Oakland, that he's willing to get, you know, give these guys a chance. And we talked to Reggie about Gerrion this afternoon, and he said, look, when we saw him coming out of Ohio State, we thought this is a number one cornerback. When he came to us in Oakland, when he arrived in Alameda, he looked like a number one cornerback. Granted, he didn't play all that much, but when he came in and he was on campus and he was there for that couple weeks, completely healthy, he looked like a number one corner. And I think that he's going to be a guy, for obvious reasons, that we have circled in 2018. But when you look at those other guys, those Gerrions, those Obis, I mean, who do you really look to kind of take that next step in 2018?
I mean, I think we kind of touched on it a little bit last year because we expected him coming into his second season to make a big step. And so I think Carl Joseph, once again, is that guy. To, you know, add on to what you said about Gerrion and his small sample size, you know, we live in a world now where we want everything on demand. We want it to come in super quick, happen right away, but you know, we've got to let these guys mature and develop a little bit over time. They're not going to come in necessarily and be the studs that we know they could be, but Carl Joseph, I think he can continue to develop in one of those players. And with Derek Ansley coming in from Alabama and being our new defensive backs coach, I think he might be able to show a couple things to our young group.
You know, this is you know, one thing we've talked a lot about too, is that with a lot of these guys, for whatever reason, that, you know, either fell out of favor or were hurt, or, you know, just for whatever reason haven't had a lot of time on the field since they got here, a new staff is a new lease on life for a lot of these guys. You know, a guy like Jahad Ward, who's a second round pick and played very, very sparingly when Coach Del Rio was here, you know, maybe he gets a new fresh set of eyes on him from Coach Gruden and the staff. Maybe they see something in him that maybe the other staff didn't. They put him in a different position to succeed. So, you know, I'm excited to see kind of how Gruden molds these guys, kind of who he takes a liking to, who he takes a fancy to. But, you know, we were talking with Reggie today, and another thing that he said that really stood out to me is, he goes, the consistency now of knowing Gruden's going to be there for a long time, knowing that Paul Gunther's going to be there, Greg Olsen's going to be there, your core, your nucleus isn't going anywhere. He goes, it frees you up a lot as a talent evaluator to ask them, hey, what do you need? And you can draft for needs. You don't necessarily just need to take a flyer on a guy that you're, you know, keeping your fingers crossed that it works out with this guy. You know, you can really kind of get into the weeds and be like, look, tell me, paint me a picture of a guy that you want, and then you can go out there and get it for him.
Definitely. I mean, just not only Gruden too, but we've got a whole new coaching staff as well, and I think they're going to be able to contribute some things at the table. You know, Jason Garrett went to the podium earlier today, and he had some high praise for Rich Bisaccia, saying that, you know, he owes a lot to him for not only mentoring some of his coaching staff and just what he instituted there while he was in Dallas, and now that he's going to bring that to the Raiders. You know, special teams is a crucial part of the game, but Paul Gunther is going to be an important part. We've heard a lot about him today too. AFC coaches just speaking highly about the the Raiders coaching staff as a whole.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, we're here at the Combine. It's the biggest talent evaluation party in the football world, right? And, you know, I think it was cool here to hear Reggie talk today that, so obviously, who knows, the Raiders got four more compensatory picks, right? So now they have six picks in the sixth round of this year's draft. So 11 picks total. Mm-hmm. But Reggie was saying, he goes, I've seen a lot of stuff in my day. I've seen a lot of football. I've seen, you know, pretty much everything you can think of, but I haven't had the chance to have six picks in one round. And I think Reggie's kind of made his hay, and obviously he's hit on guys like Derek. He's hit on Khalil, you know, Gabe Jackson, you know, Justin Ellis, Cooper, right? We can go down the list of all the guys he's hit on that first day, but, you know, he's done a pretty good job on that second, that third day, you know, the undrafted guys. You know, you look at guys like Jalen Richard, who are big major contributors to this team, didn't even get drafted, right? So I think giving a guy like Reggie, a guy who prides himself on talent evaluation, being able to find those diamonds in the rough, giving him four more picks in the sixth round, he sounded excited, right?
Definitely. I mean, you know, that's where he thrives for the most part is in the draft. And even looking back in past years is that six-round picks can come in all shapes and sizes. They can be really good or just quality backups. Look at a guy like Alfred Morris, for example, came into the Washington Redskins, served as a quality role for a good time, and then he came to Dallas to back up Zeke. So, I mean, six picks in the sixth round, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and Reggie was saying, he goes, obviously this team has a lot of needs, right? He didn't want to get into specifics of those needs, which at this point in the game I get, but he was saying, you know, we need kind of help across the board. We need guys who are starters. We need guys who can step in immediately and be one of those 11 guys that is in our base defense, our base offense, whatever it is. But because we also need depth. We also need guys, those rotational guys, those special teams guys like you were talking about. And he said, you know, in this draft class in particular, he goes, you know, it's a talented group across the board. There's a lot of good playmakers. There's a lot of guys that can make impacts, whether it's as a starter or come in kind of that reserve role. But he goes, you know, DBs, defensive tackles, offensive linemen, running backs. Those are four areas that, you know, in theory, you can make an argument that the Raiders really, you know, need a little help in. But tomorrow, shifting our thoughts to tomorrow, the two groups that we're going to see, and as our resident draft beatnik, whatever you want to be called, our draft guy, so it's offensive linemen and running backs.
Correct.
So two areas that you could make an argument the Raiders could serve to be, you know, find an improvement at. But let's go with running backs. You watch a lot of college football. You know probably better than most what these guys can bring to the table. Who are you, Saquon Barkley aside, who do you really think has a good chance at making some noise here?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased, of course. We're both Oregon guys, and I think later in the draft we can look at someone like a Royce Freeman. There's also a Darius Juice or Geis from LSU who's an option, but this draft has a lot of talented backs.
Two dudes from Georgia, too?
Yep. Sony Michel and Nick Chubb, of course, both talented running backs showcasing their stuff on a national stage.
So quick aside, I feel like Nick Chubb's been in college for like 13 years.
Yeah, looking pretty
good. Nick Chubb was in college when I was in college, and that was, 6 years ago? This dude, I don't know how the NCAA worked out his eligibility, but he's been a guy who's been there for like a decade. But yeah, sorry, I interrupted. Go on.
No, you're good, man. I mean, they're both talented backs, and I think there's a lot of places that they can end up going. Obviously, we've got the first round pick, which will be determined as a 9th or a 10th pick. It's been a rumor that, you know, we want to target a linebacker, which is a primary need of ours right now. But I could definitely see us taking someone who could get mentored if we retain Marshawn by him later on if we draft Royce or whoever at that point.
Yeah, and I think it made me laugh today where some of the media guys were asking Reggie about the coin flip that's on Friday, obviously between us and the Niners, to figure out who goes 9, who drafts 10. It's like, honestly, there's not a huge difference in between who goes 9 and who goes 10. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. You know, I guess as kind of a trade chip, it might change your evaluation a little bit. But, you know, I thought that was interesting that, you know, the guy who's you know, knows more about our draft than anything, he goes, yeah, I'm not tripping. I got it.
So. Yeah, he's not going to lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, but, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a big day, an exciting day. Offensive linemen, running backs, a bunch of other good stuff. It was quiet here. Tomorrow's the first day of the fan experience, so that'd be kind of cool to see the fans, you know, cruising around. Today it was just us and the rest of the teams here, but yeah, it's gonna be exciting to see all of them rolling around, get a little action in here, get some noise, get some positive energy.
Just a little more lively.
Yeah, a little more lively. That's good though. Today we got a big start to the day, and I think we're fired up, and tomorrow will be another good one, back on the grind. So we will see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Official Raiders podcast.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.